And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Liz Johnston from Verrill. Emotional support animals come in all species and sizes, from chickens to pigs to even squirrels. But what do you do when an employee asks to bring one of these creatures to work? Generally, it depends on the type of work that is being performed or the location where it is being performed, at least for most animals. The Americans with Disabilities Act defines a service animal as a dog or miniature horse trained to do work or perform tasks for a person with a disability. And other support animals do not qualify as service animals under the ADA. If an employee's animal does qualify as a service animal, you need to begin the interactive dialogue to determine whether the requested accommodation is one that you can accommodate, or whether there are other steps the company can take to accommodate the disability. And of course, it is always prudent to check applicable state and local law for additional protections. To further discuss how to respond to service animal requests, both by employees and from a public accommodation standpoint, contact a member of Verrill's Employment and Labor Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.